Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free this Saturday evening, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their site, we give ours away at freetalklive.com. So, lots to talk about, of course. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. We'll start things out with a story about a boy and his blade caught at school with a knife. Now, of course, this is supposed to be bad, bad behavior, right? Bringing a knife to school. Mark, you've got the details.
Well, you know, when you say it that way, it does sound horrible. Like, it sounds like he has, you know, he's threatening other kids in the hallway with a knife. And that's really not what happened
if
here.
If he was doing that, that would be unacceptable my school.
I was talking to my neighbor, and my neighbor's old. He's 70-plus.
Okay.
And he was telling me how he used to walk to school in the town where we live. You know, he came back after going to the military. And he would take his gun to school because you don't know if you would run across something that they may
be a bear.
Well, or he would take a rifle, and more likely he'd shoot a squirrel and eat it for dinner that night.
That.
And that's, you know, that's how it was done. The idea that in 60 years we've changed that much, that, you know, having a knife would be so horrible that, you know, a guy who used to carry it's just so strange.
It is.
All right, let me tell you this story because it gets even stranger. The idea of having a knife, because you think this kid was walking around with it in his pocket, and that's not the way it is.
Oh, boy.
Okay. This is about Matthew Whalen.
So wait, let me guess on this one. Is it that he had it in his lunchbox?
No.
It was gonna slice, you know, butter some bread or something like that?
No, it wasn't.
No, that's happened before with the school.
This is a knife that you could actually cut someone with.
I see.
So let me go on.
Sometimes mom will give you a steak knife, and they'll have that in their lunchbox.
You can stab somebody with a steak knife, yeah. But most of them would probably bend too if you really, you know, unless you really know what you were doing with them. Most steak knives are pretty good for steak. Matthew Whalen is an Eagle Scout. He's on the honor roll. He's taking advanced placement classes.
Now, Eagle Scout, you're going to have to be, what, 15, 16, 17, something like that?
Thereabouts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, these people have achieved a high level in an organization. Now, I may not think that the Scouts are the greatest organization ever. I've got some problems with them. But I don't have any problem with Eagle Scouts, by and large. The guys that have managed to make it to the top, these are some good kids.
I agree. I've known a couple of them in my life, and they've been fine folks.
And if you're trapped somewhere, you want to be with an Eagle Scout, okay? let me go on here. Advanced placement classes. Never been in trouble with the law. He's received commendations, get this, from the city of Troy, this is in New York, and the Boy Scouts of America for saving a woman's life.
Wow, let's get to hero.
Yeah. And this past summer, he completed the Army basic training.
Eh.
He is, right, I can't say I'm excited about that, but whatever. That's not the point here.
Yeah.
The point is the right to bear arms. And, you know, he's in this early enrollment thing, so he is actually a soldier. Now, I think that this is absolutely wrong that you can enlist at 17 and, you know, take basic training with parents' permission and all that other stuff, because you can't join a gym membership at 17, so whatever.
Well, but, Mark, the older they get, the less likely they are to want to join, so.
Yep.
And they got to get them early.
All of this was accomplished before he was 17 years old. He says, I'm just trying to do what I can while I can.
Where is this from? Where's the story at?
The story is from WTEN. That's News 10 to you.
Right, New York, you said?
New York.
Okay.
Yeah. His goal is to attend the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, his dream he's had since grade school. He's wanted to be in the Army all of his life.
Can you get into West Point with a criminal record?
No.
A possession of weapons, whatever?
It doesn't look like he's going to get a criminal record, but West Point is extremely difficult and to get into, and this itself, just the suspension, it's a 20-day suspension.
Good God,
20 days! I went through public high school. I've never heard of a 20-day suspension.
No, it probably happens. Don't know what for. But.
Right. Disemboweling somebody in the hallway,
which
perhaps.
He did not do.
No.
What was he doing with his knife?
Okay. The dream could be in jeopardy thanks to a 2-inch pocket knife. That's the blade length. That officials at the Lindsberg Senior High School found in Matthew's locked car last month.
No.
The pocket knife was a gift from his grandfather. Who's the chief of police in the next town? Matthew says that he kept the knife in a side compartment and never showed it off or threatened anyone with it. Instead, it was part of a survival kit he kept in his car.
Now, that is weird.
Right. This may not, you know, probably in the South people don't quite get this, but up here, you can your car could go off the side of a road
in the wintertime.
Right. In late January and. They won't find you for 3 months. So
yeah,
it's good to have a survival kit.
Yes.
And a little pocket knife could be extraordinarily valuable. It's something that you should have in a survival kit.
Makes sense to me.
So this Eagle Scout was doing what he's supposed to do and always being prepared, and he's getting 20 days suspension for it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And they know that he's a good kid. They know that he wasn't threatening anybody. They found it in his locked car. You know, whenever I hear a story about a young person having some sort of weapon on them on a school campus, it's usually that they blabbed it to a friend, right? It's usually they've got it in their backpack and they said, hey, I've got this gun.
Hey, take
they
a show look.
It off. Right. They show it off to their friends. And then one of them goes and blabs to the principal or somebody else. And that's how their buddy gets caught. But in this case, he's saying he didn't show it off. So how did the school get the tip that he had this in his locked car?
Now, I've read all the way through this article, and I don't have a clue as to how they got the tip. You know, maybe he drove somebody home, and they saw the kit. Maybe he explained that it was in there. Who knows? Who knows whether if he even said, I have a 2-inch pocket knife in my car to somebody, that doesn't mean he's done anything wrong.
Right.
It still doesn't mean that. But here's the kicker. The Lindsberg Central School District has a zero-tolerance policy on weapons, according to the district codes of conduct, and students are not allowed to have a weapon of any kind on school grounds, even though the pocket knife is not considered a weapon under New York State Penal Code, as though I care what those people think about what a weapon is. The district prohibits students from possessing anything that could reasonably be considered a weapon. So,
gosh. That is so nebulous. It's so open to interpretation.
Right.
Anything that could be reasonably considered a weapon. Now, it's not what you would reasonably consider a weapon. It's what they would reasonably consider a weapon. Because your opinion, your interpretation of their rules doesn't matter. They're the ones that are the enforcers.
Let me get these
the
last two quotes in here before we before we go on. The school district here, the superintendent, George J. Goodwin, I don't know how this guy sleeps at night. We do not comment on discipline related to an individual student. Our policies are clear that weapons are not permitted on school premises and subject to disciplinary consequences. You know,
we can't bend the rules for you, buddy.
Typical. This is it. Zero tolerance.
Yep.
That's what zero tolerance is. It's zero tolerance.
It's zero thinking.
I don't care if an Eagle Scout who's an honor roll, who's taking on the honor roll, taking AP classes, has a 2-inch knife locked in his car for a survival kit. He's got to get suspended.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they deviated beyond the 5-day suspension to a 15 additional days.
So they went over the
recommendation. These people are after this kid for some reason. Now, I don't know if it's because his grandfather's the chief of police in the next town over and somebody has some kind of, you know, red team, blue team thing going on. I don't have any concept.
Awful.
But these do sound like, it sounds to me kind of like a liberal thing to do, to go after somebody for a knife.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That's the way I see it. And it's a possibility.
These are bureaucrats, and they have a rule, and they will enforce it as automatons, robots, mindless robots would enforce it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what zero tolerance is, Mark. It's zero thinking. Weapon. You know, there's like they don't even go through any other processes. They don't take anything into account.
So one more quote here. This is from some guy from some legal expert here. It says, let's face it, the tire iron in the trunk to change the wheel is more of a deadly weapon than a 1.5-inch blade knife.
So true. So true.
Yeah. This is, it's, I mean, this is how ludicrous this is. And this is the kind of scary, you know, the reaction to the mainstream media. Oh my God, Columbine, everybody's going to get shot up. The kids are dangerous. All right. It's a dangerous place.
There has to be somebody out there that thinks this is appropriate. Somebody who's a believer in zero tolerance. Because zero tolerance is all over the place. It's in every school campus around this country. And I want to hear from you if you are a fan of zero tolerance. 800-259-9231. Or you're invited to bring up whatever you want. Tell us your zero tolerance story. Maybe you've gotten caught with something, or your son or daughter.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We are taking your calls about whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. Maybe you've never heard the show before. well, you need to know that you really can call in about virtually anything, as long as it's FCC-friendly, of course. 800-259-9231. Not that I like the FCC, but I understand that we got to do what we got to do. So we'll take your calls about virtually anything, and you can bring up what you want. Also online, there's a lot to do at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no mandatory anything. You just enjoy it free at freetalklive.com.
And if you're going to carry a weapon or own a weapon, you should be trained in using it.
Indeed.
And FriendSight, the sponsor of the show, provides just such training without any boot camp mentality. They'll train you to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards, and they'll do it without all the military drill instructor attitude. Secure a FriendSight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapon permit, and get a free handgun. Go to FriendSight.com today. That's FriendSight.com.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here. Also coming up, we're going to give you a Totesack, a two-pack of the Totesack. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, let's go ladies first. By the way, looking for somebody that supports zero tolerance at government schools, zero weapons tolerance. Let's go to Barbara in Virginia listening to WCHV. Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yes, good evening. How are
Hi.
You tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Barbara?
Well, what's on my mind is that all the occasions when I was in school and I had a lot of difficulties with other children, and there was threats, there was all different kinds of things. One kid set my hat on fire on the bus.
Oh, gosh.
I had another kid throw a rock and hit me in the eye just because I had a pet crow that followed me to the bus stop. Hmm. And many things like this. Then when I was transferred to another high school, it was a high school that I really didn't like very much because I used to go to Islip High, and I designed the school flag there. Well,
okay.
I felt really bad when I had to go to this new school, and it's a good thing I had good intuition because there was one bouncer that was put by the ladies' room, and he molested one of the women that went in the ladies' room.
There was a bouncer, point of information, there was a bouncer at your school?
That's right, in the Copaig High School where I was transferred to.
This is in Virginia?
No, this was on Long Island when I lived there.
Okay.
In New York. And I had a really bad feeling. I kept not going to that restroom because I knew something was not right with this man. And sure enough, it was reported not too short time after that one of the girls, one of the students, was molested by him. And had she had some kind of a knife or a gun or something, she could have protected herself.
That's what a chance.
That's what these a lot of these gun control laws, these weapon control laws, these zero tolerance policies, that's what they are, is essentially victim disarmament laws.
Yep, that's so true.
Exactly right.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen to you, Barbara, and I appreciate your story tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. So sad. That young lady, I mean, presuming the story is true, and I've no reason to disbelieve it. Number one, what kind of a scary situation do you have to be in to have bouncers at school?
I don't know.
Wow.
This is one of the problems, as far as I'm concerned, with the whole government school system, is that kids are required to go to school that don't want to be in school, and that doesn't make for a good system. It throws too many people together into one big institution.
People that otherwise would not be together. It forces people together who might prefer to not socialize with those people, whoever those people might be. There's just different types of kids that don't get along with one another very, very well. And, of course, the people that support the government schools would use the excuse of, well, it's socializing.
Yeah, right. Right. Getting molested in the bathroom is socialization.
Yeah.
You know, knife fights in the hallway, or you know, learning to cuss, or, you know, bullies and all that other stuff.
Right, because zero tolerance doesn't stop weapons from getting on campus, right? It just punishes young people who get caught with a weapon on campus. So it's like a little mini prohibition. It's not going to stop kids from getting their hands on knives and guns.
Right. There are weapons in most schools, I would bet, every single day, especially if you use the broad brush that they're apparently using in this case, where they're calling a 2-inch blade on a pocket knife a weapon. And we've seen stories in the past where they go after steak knives and,
sure,
you know,
butter knives. Look, there have been stories with elementary schoolers with a butter knife in their lunchbox getting in trouble for this, making little elementary school kids cry over the fact that mom sent them with a butter knife to school to make eating lunch a little bit easier. That's a problem. That's a crime. That's zero tolerance. And zero tolerance also, by the way, we should remind people, it also applies to drugs. And I'm not just talking about cannabis or cocaine.
Tylenol.
Exactly. Tylenol or your asthma medication whatever it is that your kids need to have to get through the day.
People think we are crazy, but we do this six nights a week, and we've done it for years. Oh. We get these stories, and that's why I can't tolerate the zero tolerance policy that they have, because the people who are in charge of enforcing it, as good of an idea as it may have been originally, let's make sure that kids don't have dangerous weapons at school, the way it gets enforced is always bad.
Zero tolerance was never a good idea, just right from the get-go, because as I said before, it's zero thinking. There's no, it's like a judge that has a mandatory minimum to hand down. When the judge is hamstrung by these mandatory minimum sentences, you can't come before that judge and have a completely clean criminal record, never been arrested before, but if you got popped with, a marijuana plant or something like that, the judge may have to hand down a 5-year sentence. He may not be able to do anything less than that. It won't matter to him what your personal story is. Nothing will be taken into account. He may even say, look, I'm sorry, kid. I can't do anything. My hands are tied. And the zero tolerance at the school is the same exact way. Even if the principal knows better, even if the principal knows that the student is a good student and that this was just a mistake or whatever, he will claim that he can't do anything, which is so inhumane. It's so robotic and so just awful. For somebody to treat another human being that way. You're not worth looking at on an individual basis, son. We're just going to have to judge you based on the fact that you violated a rule. The law's the law, you know. Mindless. Thoughtless. How anybody could think something good would come out of a rule like that is beyond me. And I would love to hear from you if you are somebody who supports zero tolerance. They must be out there. They must be out there listening, because they're at every school in the entire country. What school doesn't have a zero-tolerance weapons policy or a zero-tolerance drugs policy?
I'm not even sure that the bureaucrats themselves that enforce these zero-tolerance policies necessarily and support them. They just do what they're paid to do.
Sad.
And, in the same way that bureaucrats throughout history, all over, essentially do what they're paid to do.
Violating people's rights.
They explain it to themselves in whatever manner that... Doing my job.
Nope.
It doesn't matter if they're, the cop busting a kid for a joint. It doesn't matter if they're the soldier out, doing whatever they got to do in a village. Whatever.
I want to come back and talk more about this, and I do want to hear from somebody, because what can we do about zero tolerance? That, of course, is the question. We've pointed out that it's bad, but what's the solution? I want to get to that and also hear from somebody that supports zero tolerance. If you do, dial in at 800-259-9231. Now, put that number aside and get this number written down and be the third caller at 603-435-1105 if you want to win a TOTASAC, TOTASAC.com. If you hate making extra trips back to the car to carry in the grocery bags, you need the TOTASAC. I've been using it here at the house for the last couple months. It is great, made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasac.com, get yourself a family pack there. We'll give you a two-pack right now if you're the third caller at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Third caller gets a two-pack of the Totasac. Totasac.com. More Free Talk Live coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And bring up whatever you want, though right now looking for somebody, and I believe we found him. Somebody who supports zero tolerance. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, specifically on school campuses. Is campuses plural, or would it be campi? Campuses or campi?
I'd go for campuses.
Okay. Well, so we're going to get right back to your phone calls here in moments. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world we're moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And also visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're all free. Let's go to John calling from Virginia, listening to WCHV. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your program a second ago. I'm a police officer who's worked in a high school and a middle school in Virginia for over 12 years. Now, I'm not sure which point is. Quite frankly, learning doesn't occur in a school unless the kids feel safe. And, you know, what weapon do you allow in? What drug do you allow in? And what drug do you not punish for? And what weapon do you not punish for?
Well, you know, do you punish for a pocket knife with a 2-inch blade that's locked in an honor student's car?
Locked in an honor student's car? Well, you know, I guess the point you have to make or what you have to look at is, could that 2-inch blade kill someone? And most certainly it could. And you know,
if the person was sleeping, you might be able to kill them with it. But, you know, I'd pretty much go up against you with a pocket knife, 2-inch blade, and you know, me with my bare hands. And I like the idea of a person having a 2-inch blade because they can only use one hand to fight.
Well, I can tell you that throughout my years working in the schools, I've taken a gun off a kid in a bathroom. I've seen kids with knives. I've seen kids take forks out of cafeterias and try to stab other students. So when you send your kid off to school, you want them to be safe, I'm quite sure. And people want to know that when they put that kid on the bus, you want to see your little one get back.
Do those kids use pencils and pens in school?
Pens?
Pens, pencils, do they use those?
Like, yeah, we're getting a little bit ludicrous. You got it right, for sure.
You had somebody stabbing somebody. You got to eat, too. You had somebody stabbing someone with a fork. I mean,
well, you're not making your point, though. I say, at what point do you stop? I mean, should you not allow a shotgun, maybe allow a .32 semi-automatic? No, the thing is, you allow no weapons, and you think about zero tolerance. Principals across the country, there are threat assessment processes in school that gauge kids' intent. So principals really do, in today's times, have a lot more leeway than you're saying. You're not really telling the truth on that one because...
Wait a minute, what are we not telling the truth on? There was an Eagle Scout who was suspended for 20 days in upstate New York because he had a 2-inch blade locked in his car in an emergency kit.
Well, you got me on that one. I don't know the facts of that case, but I can tell you...
So wait a minute, so how do you feel? I just told you the facts, so how do you feel about that?
Well, I think in that case that the principal should have leeway, the school board should have leeway.
Okay, so then you don't...
Actually, the principal did exercise his authority and then took the 5-day suspension and turned it into a 20.
So he used that leeway. But so what you're saying is you don't support zero tolerance, you're supporting discretion.
What I support is zero tolerance on allowing anything like drugs or weapons to come on the property. When it comes down to the punishment level, there are different levels or different abilities for principals and school boards to handle the issues. And if they felt like, you know, just because you're an Eagle Scout and you have a 2-inch weapon, you know, at one time, Cleveland was a Boy Scout. So, you know, because you're an Eagle Scout doesn't mean you're spitting image is clean all the way. So.
Sure. I understand what you're saying there. So what would you have done in this case? Let's say you were the principal. You were the one who had to decide this, 15-year-old, or I guess he was 17, excuse 17. Me, 17-year-old was caught with his 2-inch blade in his car, which he, by the way, essentially admitted to after they asked him if he had it. And so he admits to it. He's got the 2-inch blade. You caught him with it. What do you think is an appropriate punishment there?
Well, I guess if the variance is 5 to 20 days, that's 20 days seems like to me like a lot. In Virginia, you can't even arrest somebody for having less than a 3-inch blade.
This kid wasn't arrested.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In the state of New York, this isn't a 2-inch blade is not considered a weapon in the state of New York's penal code.
Well, but neither is Virginia. What I'm trying to say is there should be zero tolerance as far as having weapons, but when it comes to the punishment phase. You have to use, I agree with you, you have to use some sort of judgment. But the bottom line is when you come out and say this zero tolerance stuff is crazy, you know, at what point do you say a 2-inch blade, an 8-inch blade, a 4-inch blade?
Tell you what, here's what I would say. I think that if we didn't have these awful government schools that everyone was forced to pay for, then each school would be able to decide what is and what is not appropriate as far as weapons that are allowed on campus. As Mark was pointing out earlier, back in the day, people were allowed to bring guns on school campus when they were walking to school for protection purposes or for just shooting food purposes, and that was A-okay. Everybody was fine then, and now there's this zero-tolerance nonsense. So I think that the marketplace would be able to solve this problem, but that's a fantasy land because we've got these awful government schools.
I think if teachers were allowed to carry guns on their hips, that you probably would have less violence in schools.
That's a horrible idea. I think that... You know, your main problem to me is I've worked in the schools as a police officer, and I've seen bad teachers and good teachers. I've seen safe schools and dangerous schools. The bottom line is you have to be educated, and you have to – I'm not so much disagreeing with you on the socialization part, but you've got to be educated. And the schools, the teachers do a pretty darn good job, and the police now across the country are putting officers in all the schools and making them pretty safe.
Now, when you say the teachers do a good job, you mean of teaching?
Yes.
Well, that's not true because the education quality in this country has been dropping ever since the federal government decided to get involved 50-some years ago.
By their own studies, the functional illiteracy rate of graduates is 20%.
Well, I don't have those facts and figures in front of me. What I know
just
is what
tell them
I
to
see.
You.
Yeah, what you
I
know is what you see, and you see people that are trying to do their best. I'm sure that
I'm
some
sure.
of those teachers...
When you design an institution that's this large and throw a bunch of people together in it and force them to be there, you're going to have a lot of problems. And the guy who's tasked with being the school resource officer, as good as he might be and as hard as he might try, he's got one heck of a monumental task in order to make that work. And I would recommend that we have smaller schools, and you know what? We didn't need a school resource officer when I went to the private school that I went to. It was fine because people wanted to be there.
Hmm. Any other thoughts for us tonight, John?
When you say that I know this is off the topic a little bit, but you talk about school resource officers, you did need it, and the reason you need it is because as a whole, police officers are reaching out to society, and they're reaching out to kids, and it's more than a police officer in a school making the school safe. It's a community outreach, and it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. And along with that, it makes the school safe, makes kids feel safe.
I want to know a little more about that. You say it's a community outreach to have a police officer in the school. Can you tell me a little more about that since you went there?
Absolutely. If you have a kid that comes from a troubled background, comes from a home where parents are drinking or parents are doing drugs or a lot of domestic violence and fighting, they come. That's their place. That's their place to come and learn and be successful. And when we can reach out to them a little bit, or if we can maybe touch base with social services to help that kid, or any other things that we can do through the government services to help the kid, it's a good thing. It's a very
now,
good thing.
Is it a good thing when you help teenagers into jail cells?
Well, some kids need to go to jail. There's no doubt about it.
For like possessing a plant or chemical or something like that?
Marijuana?
Yeah, something like that.
There's no place in the United States of America that a first-time marijuana charge is going to jail. You tell me where, and
what would happen to somebody who got caught for the first time?
If you're a teenager and you're in Virginia, you'll get charged unofficially and basically have to go to maybe drug counseling or get a letter, and that's
What if you decide, I don't have a problem with drugs, and I'm not going to counseling?
Then it'll go to court.
Can I hang on to you for a little bit, John? I want to know what the rest of the story is here. Do you have a moment?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to bring John back here in just a moment to finish up the questioning because, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more. You said, Mark, what if he gets caught? What if he doesn't want to go to the counseling? Then it'll have to go to court. What happens then? That's what I'd like to know. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB, Creek Range.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on our website. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it and get signed up and get perks too, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of that is available to you at amp.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin, an antioxidant. It's a chewable, and it's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit, and these fruits are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. You can get a free week by calling this number that I'm about to give you. All you have to do is pay a small fee for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. You can't get the free week unless you call the number. 800-219-8874.
All right, we're talking about zero tolerance. The story that started all this out was out of upstate New York, where an Eagle Scout honor student was caught with a 2-inch blade in an emergency kit in his car in the school parking lot. And they suspended him for 20 days as a result of that. And I was talking about how zero tolerance really just means zero thinking, that the school bureaucrats don't have to spend any time assessing each individual situation, assessing the danger, assessing the individual involved and, you know, their mental state, that sort of thing. They don't have to take any time to do anything like that because, well, they're bound by these regulations and they claim they can't step outside them. Zero tolerance is zero tolerance, and we've got these sentencing guidelines, so we're just going to do what we need to do here. It doesn't matter that you're an honor student. Doesn't matter that you've never gotten into any fights or any trouble or anything like that. The rules are the rules. And so we actually found John, who is on the line in Virginia, listening to WCHB, former cop, who apparently actually was at one time working in the school system as a school resource officer. And John, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay, and what you were saying is that you support zero tolerance, that you think that it should be enforced across the board. Anything that could be considered a weapon, could be considered a drug, should be prevented from being on school campus. You do support having some sort of variation in the sentencing, but at the same time, you do also support guidelines, so as I understand it. So correct me if I'm wrong here. So if this young man who was caught with this 2-inch blade, if the minimum amount of time he was to be suspended was 5 days, you support having a minimum sentencing kind of thing like that?
I do.
Okay, so even if he's had no incidents, even if there was no threat whatsoever in this particular case, you wouldn't support just waiving the rules and saying, nah, it's okay, don't worry about it, we'll let you slide?
No, I don't think so.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, if you're going to be that subjective, then you're going to come down to, then you're going to open yourself, the principal or whoever it is, up to a lot more scrutiny. It's an easy call.
Scrutiny?
You know,
by
you're
whom?
You're not supposed to bring a knife on school.
Who will scrutinize property? The principal over that?
Pardon me?
Who will be scrutinizing?
For sure, and you guys.
Well, I can tell you that what I would scrutinize, what I would see, it's sort of the seen and the unseen here. That, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the following of the rules, because it'll never really get reported. If this kid, you know, goes off the side of the road, ends up in a snowbank, you know, he's there for a couple of days until they, you know, figure out he's gone, find him or whatever. And this happens. We read these stories, you know, and he dies for lack of a 2-inch knife. That's never going to get reported on. So the school official is looking to cover his butt because, well, we do not comment on discipline related or to an individual student. Our policies are clear that weapons are not permitted on school premises. And so, you know, he's incentivized to make sure that kids that bring little tiny blades or steak knives or, you know, Tylenol or whatever are disciplined. But this is because this is the question I've got for you on this particular issue. This boy wants to go to West Point. And West Point, tough to get into. Sometimes, and they do look at your school disciplinary record. A 20-day suspension could very well prevent him from going to West Point. Do you want this honor student, Eagle Scout, and a kid who was commended by the town of Troy, New York, and the Boy Scouts of America for saving a woman's life? Do you want him to not be able to go to West Point because of this stupid rule?
No, I mean, and that's a good scenario, but let's turn the scenario around. He's got a girlfriend. The girlfriend, he thinks, cheats on him. He takes that 2-inch blade, goes into the school, and attempts to cut the boyfriend or the other guy or the girlfriend.
Now, so it's always the lowest common denominator, and that's the problem with public school, is because you're always looking for a criminal, and you're not looking for the good guys.
You're zero tolerance.
It's the principal's job to protect those 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000
The principal's
kids.
Job to make sure that good kids get to go on to higher learning education places, too.
John,
and he's not doing that, John.
John, look, by the way, you're full of it. It's not the principal's job to protect those kids, because zero tolerance doesn't protect anybody. It only punishes kids after they get caught with a weapon.
That is just a bunch of bull. And you guys
no, it
know.
Is not a bunch of bull, because it doesn't prevent anybody from walking onto campus carrying a knife and shanking somebody.
Well, the police officer standing at the front door prevents that.
How is that going to prevent? Wait, does every school? Wait, I have to admit, I've been out of school for over a decade at this point. Does every school now have a metal detector at the front door that all the kids have to pass through?
They got a police officer. Every school in Virginia and New York, every high school has a police officer.
Is he shaking
cops
everyone
be
down?
Everywhere.
Wait. Point of information. You said the police officer is going to stop the knife from getting in.
To me earlier, we have threat assessment processes, which we view frequently with school psychologists, school sociologists, school guidance counselors. You guys are missing the point. Everybody's doing the very best that they can do. So you're saying,
good for you, John. I'll give you an award someday for it.
Decisions.
Look. Okay. Look. What you said, John, what you said was that the police officer at the front door is going to stop the knife from getting in. Are police officers patting down everybody that enters a school?
I didn't say that.
Okay, so how are you going to stop somebody from bringing a knife into school and shanking someone?
You could never stop that as well as you
can. Okay, then don't tell me the principal's job is to stop that from happening, to prevent weapons from getting on campus, because it doesn't do anything.
The principal, his job is to make the school safe.
All right.
The second he doesn't make the school safe, you guys and everybody else is going to be suing him.
I can't sue the principal. What are you talking about?
I would never send my son to a public school, so I'm not going to be in the position to sue any of the bureaucrats.
But the bureaucrats are immune anyway. They have sovereign immunity. They can't be targeted for stuff like this.
Sure they can. Nonsense. They get sued all the time. They get sued when they say you can't. They get sued when they say you can't wear a T-shirt with a certain saying on it, a religious
saying. That's the school. That's the school,
no,
not the individual.
It's the principal that goes to court. It's the principal that goes to court.
I would love to see the
story. Well, the principal's name's on it, but they're not going to take away his house and his big old salary. Sue an organization, the principal's name shows up on, or, you know, if you sue a school, you're going to have the principal's name on the lawsuit, but... It doesn't go after him directly. It goes after him in the capacity as principal.
So let's go back to the courtroom situation, John, that we were asking you about. Some young man gets caught with a bud of marijuana on campus, sentenced to some sort of treatment, as you were suggesting earlier. But Mark pointed out that, well, what if he doesn't think he has a problem and doesn't want to go to the treatment? You then said it would probably go to court. Well, okay, then what happens?
Well, the judge could order him into treatment.
Well, what does that mean?
He could order him to be on probation or to go into treatment.
So if he doesn't want to go into treatment, then what'll happen?
I'm not quite sure because I haven't seen too many 15-year-olds when they get in front of a judge on a marijuana charge refusing what the judge is offering.
Sure. People very often will bend to the system. I mean,
it
happens.
It's an addictive drug, and they need help. So
it's addictive? Is that what you said?
Marijuana? Oh, certainly.
No,
the science doesn't agree with you.
Okay, I want to bring Matt on. He wants to say something to you. Matt, you're on from Illinois. You're on with John in Virginia.
Hi, guys. John was saying about resource officers making children think that they're safe. Now, I've raised 5 kids. My sister's a teacher. My father was a teacher. I have a brother who's a teacher. I was almost a teacher, but I didn't go that route. And in the school that my kids go to, they have resource officers. And to a child, they don't think they're safer. They feel like they're imprisoned.
Oh, that's just nonsense.
Oh, no,
I have contact with over 1,500
kids. You're telling me my children are full of crap? You're telling me my children are full of nonsense?
I had a resource officer, and I didn't feel that I was imprisoned,
but I didn't feel safer because of it. I never felt endangered at school at all, with or without resource officers. Now, granted, I was raised in the suburbs. My children are in the suburbs. We're not in the cities where you have, you know, problems. So why do we need resource officers there? I never felt like I needed a resource officer.
John, do you want to answer that question? You want to hang on through the news, or do you have to go?
I have to go. Thanks
for the call, dude. I appreciate your time tonight. We'll just leave it rhetorically. Why do we need school resource officers? Shouldn't it be up to the marketplace to decide? Let's talk a little bit more about marketizing the schools and the solution to this zero-tolerance madness here, coming up in hour number 2. Also, if you've got a story you want to share in relation to it, or something completely different, dial on in and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.